Hachette Audio presents 10,000 Stitches, written by Olivia Atwater and read by Madeline Leslie. Prologue. Euphemia Reeves was a very irritable young woman. This would have surprised most of the other servants at Hartfield. In fact, if you had asked the esteemed housekeeper, Mrs. Sedgwick, she might have told you that Effie was nearly the ideal sort of chambermaid. As far as Mrs. Sedgwick was aware, Effie never shirked her duties and always conducted herself with perfect composure. Mrs. Sedgwick would have been shocked to hear the words that currently spilled from Effie's lips.
"No consideration whatsoever. None," Effie hissed to herself as she scrubbed down the wooden floors of the entryway for the third time that day.
Mud caked the floorboards once again as the men of the family had come tromping inside one by one from the nasty winter weather outside.
"Ought to be against the law to go out riding when there's mud and snow."
Lord Culver and his younger brother, Mr. Edmund Ashbrook, had little awareness of the spectacular messes that they left behind. Effie would have received quite the tongue-lashing for leaving her boots on back home, but Lord Culver, more than 15 years her senior, was so used to messes magically disappearing behind him that he saw little use in peeling off his own boots until he'd already tramped up to his room. Some poor laundry maid would soon have to scrub his entire outfit once he'd pulled it off.
"There's no use getting angry," Effie's mother used to chide her. "It'll just get you into trouble. You can think all of the angry thoughts you want, but they've got to stay inside your head."
"Muddy, puffed-up popinjays, the lot of them," Effie muttered at her brush. "Well, birds are smarter, aren't they? At least they clean their own feathers."
The words tumbled out beneath her breath today, instead of staying in her head.
"Sorry, Mum," she thought apologetically. "I've run out of patience again."
Normally, when Effie became this cross, she went to find some convenient mending. She'd always found needlework to be remarkably soothing. But the Ashbrooks were hosting yet another ball tomorrow evening, and the staff was running about like mad, trying to prepare for it once again. Lady Culver had only...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?